sense to me. What are you fucking stupid? It's a fucking crowd out there.
Don't worry about it.
This is the Tom Likas Show.
You can make a loaf of bread as little as a quarter.
Now, from the New Normal Studios in Burbank.
For a loaf of bread.
Thank you for tuning in to the Tom Likas Show. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank, this is where you hear us live, Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 24-7 at blowmeuptom.com. Our podcast is available on demand at premiumtom.com. That's premiumtom.com. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for being a part of the program. Here we are together again on the radio. And how exciting is it to be sitting in this chair right now? How exciting is it? We are a little more than a week from our one-year anniversary. And we online had sent out an email and posted on Facebook about, still eating lunch here, and that was good. We're sitting here and saying, hey, look, we haven't made a profit yet. And so, all of you reacted. And primarily in podcast subscriptions and partially in donations, you sent us about $21,000 plus in a week. $21,000 in a week. Wow. That's pretty fucking incredible. And I thank you, every one of you, for that kind of reaction. I literally thought that we'd be lucky to get $8,000. And I'd have been happy to get it. But we got $21,000. And the money has continued to roll in. That was $21,000 in 7 days. So it's pretty remarkable. All right, so we got that. And more has happened. We are about to announce our first anniversary party. I've got some scant detail to give you now in case you haven't seen it online. And more coming. And here we go. We put out one of those inexcusable save the dates. The date of the party is going to be Monday night, April 8th, like 6 days after the actual anniversary. Because we wanted to have enough time to properly promote the event and to get everything ready, including some surprises. And finally we got it done. We just have to dot some I's and cross some T's, and then we'll be ready to go. We do know it will be Monday, April 8th. We do know that it will be at night. We do know that it will be in Southern California. So those of you hoping it was going to be in Seattle or New York or Dallas, not this time. And, the other thing we know that I can tell you is that the party will not be streamed live. It will not. We're not ready for that. And a number of people have asked this question online. They said, why is it being streamed? Well, here's the deal. We don't have the technology ready to do that. I've never bullshitted you about anything. And I'm telling you right now, we don't have the technology ready to do that. And our primary technology guy is in Istanbul. He's not here. He's not going to be able to get it ready in time. It isn't going to happen. So we had the choice of not having the party and waiting until our guy came back. We could do that. Or we could just have the party. And we're having the party. We're doing it. So the party will be Monday, April 8th, in the evening in Southern California. And I'm going to tell you more about the party. I got more for you. All right. Here's some of what's going to be going on. The way this is going to work is this. I'm going to announce it now. We have a sponsor for the party. Our friend, divorce attorney Adam Sachs, has offered to sponsor our party and pay the cost of the party, which I think is great for a number of reasons. One is we can do specifically what I wanted to do, and we're going to do it. First priority to get into the party will be P1s, people who are one-year subscribers to our show. Because I think the people who showed faith in us, the people who put money down, the people who didn't just blow us off or act like a bunch of fucking trolls, looky-loos, freeloaders, what have you, they should be rewarded. And so here's how we're going to reward you. Now, there's a capacity at the place where we're going to hold the party. And so here's what we're going to do. We can't guarantee admission to everybody because what if more than 500 people show up? That could happen. So here is how it's going to work. We're going to give tickets to P1 one-year subscribers for free. Sponsored by Adam Sachs, adamlawyer.com. So anyone who is a one-year subscriber can get one non-transferable ticket to see the show. Now I'm going to tell you, because I'm a step ahead of you. These tickets will be non-transferable. If you try getting a free ticket and selling it on eBay or selling it on Craigslist, or selling it to a buddy, that person won't get in because if the name of the subscriber is not on the driver's license of the physical person who shows up, that person will not get in. Just that simple. All right? Because we're doing this in good faith. We want all the P1 subscribers to be able to come to the party. Now, there's more than 500 P1 subscribers. At the same time, they don't all live in Southern California, and they're not all likely to show up. So first things will be first. The P1 subscribers will get in. And then, after we've run out of P1 subscribers, and they're non-transferable tickets, and they show their IDs to get in, non-subscribers will be able to get in for $30 cash at the door. All right, $30. And if you show up, there's no guarantee you will get in until we take the 30 from you. Then you're going to be walking in the door. All right, now I've always been straightforward with you. I've always told you what we're doing. And that is what we're doing. All right, so the party will be on Monday, April 8th. In the evening, Southern California, P1s will get free tickets, but they will not guarantee admission. The free tickets will be until the place is at capacity. And if there's any capacity left after the P1s, we will take your $30 cash and a non-subscriber can get in. Now, you may have comments about this. You may have questions about it. Hopefully you like it, because the idea of this is to make everybody feel like they were treated fairly. And I promised you, if you were a one-year subscriber, you're going to get benefits. So here's the first benefit. People are going to pay $30 to get in if they are not a subscriber. And they're going to get in free if they are a subscriber. And the first 500 people to get in will be P1s up to, you know, as many as show up. And then after that, we will sell tickets to non-subscribers. Fair? Makes sense? Don't like it? Now's the time to tell me. I really love talking over with you. We'll just take 1 hour to talk about this today, and then I'm going to move on. 901-3000-TOM is our telephone number. 901-3000-TOM. You can call me here right now. 901-3000-866.
Kicking Earth's ass on TuneIn, iTunes, and at blowmeuptom.com. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
You know, I've been preaching Likas 101 for years now, but some of you have fallen off the wagon or thought you knew more than the professor, and now you're facing off against a cold-hearted bitch who wants to take you for everything you've got, and on top of that, screw up your relationship with your kids. You know you need a lawyer. Don't be a fool. Call Adam Sachs now, 800-340-7320. Stand up for yourself. Don't be a pussy and let her walk away with the whole store. Fight back and use an experienced attorney that you can trust and has long supported our show and its teachings. As an attorney in court nearly every day, Adam knows that people like you are struggling with this tough economy. Even if you're dealing with financial issues, he'll take your case. And he promises to work out an affordable monthly payment plan. No matter what your financial circumstances are, you can afford Adam Sachs as your lawyer. 800-340-7320. In his 20 years of standing up for guys in the hostile area of family law, he's gotten countless men full custody of their children, protected men from outrageous and unfair child support and vagina money payments. And best of all, he never gives up, never runs from a fight. He'll even give you his cell phone number so he can always be reached. Call this number. 800-340-7320. Adam Sachs, it's time to man up. 800-340-7320.
You know, America loves the Gary and Dino Show. What's more patriotic than two guys sitting at a table, one drunk, the other high on pills, shooting the shit about a bunch of stupid stuff? Guts. Glory, stupidity. The Gary and Dino Show. Go to GaryandDino.com.
Hey, I want to talk to you about the Black Box. You know, the Black Box is a compact, single-box audio system that connects easily with your smartphone, your iPad, your iPod, your computer, anything with an audio output jack, to crank out unbelievable 50-watt sound. In other words, this thing kicks ass, turning any music source into a loud and clear audio system. The Black Box is made by BN Audio. Their owner's been in the industry for 30 years, collaborating with some of the best in the business. And co-owner Devin Bronson has been a Likas listener since he was 13. Now look, this isn't one of those cheap plastic docking systems or something. The Black Box is pro audio. It's all wood. It's wrapped in high-grade industrial vinyl, and it couldn't be easier to use. You just plug and play. Use it at home, barbecues, parties. Hey, it's perfect for all your man cave sound needs. We crank it here all the time. Go to bnaudio.com. That's BNAudio.com. Enter promo code TOM and receive 10% off your order and free shipping with a risk-free money-back guarantee. This is one of the great gadgets, guys. The BN Audio Black Box at BNAudio.com. Crank it! The Tom Likas Show from the New Normal Studios in Burbank, 901-3000-TOM is our telephone number. Right, we announced it. We haven't given the location yet, but we gave you some of the specifics of our first anniversary party coming soon. Jeff in Bothell, you're on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Hello, Father.
Hello, son.
How's it going?
So far, so good.
We talked a couple weeks ago about Republic Wireless.
I remember.
Excellent.
We're going very slowly. Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
We need to step it up. You sound distracted, and we need to step up the pace here. Let's go.
Yes. I'm kind of curious what the primary constraint is that prevents you from being able to stream the live show. Wouldn't that be bandwidth, that you can't get enough of it?
Well, we have to find an economical way to do it. And we need the technical expert that we have on staff, who is not a full-time employee, to be here and be available to help us do it.
I see.
If you would like to volunteer your services as a technological expert to figure out how to do that at a reasonable price, we're all ears. But, you know, everybody asks us this question. And the reality is, look, we had a choice. Don't do the show now and wait what could be years until we have the technological capability to do a live show or to have a party. What would you do if you were me? Yeah.
I would go ahead and have the party, and despite the fact that you can't stream it live, it's important to have fun and get everyone out there and enjoy themselves.
Right. That's what I thought. So that's what we did.
What I'm curious about, though, I am hopefully going to graduate with my bachelor's degree in information technology in August, and I'm curious about how I could help you make that actually work.
Well, you can talk to Dean, first of all, and then Gary, and if you have the expertise, they will happily listen to what you have to say. But I'm telling you right now that, you know, it is not as easy as you think, because, you know, getting a Wi-Fi router or getting broadband to a location, that's not hard. It's making it sound good. And that's a different ability.
Yeah, you have to deal with latency, not just bandwidth. You can have as much bandwidth as you want. But
right.
If the information isn't moving quickly enough, it's going to sound awful.
Well, here's the main reason. This call you and I are having right now, if I did it from a remote location, too much latency, we would be stepping on each other continuously. I don't want to do these shows unless they sound right.
Yeah, do you have any ability to kind of take what you use? Because you were able to do this at live shows in Seattle like a decade ago and stuff like that.
We were not using, we were not streaming those shows.
Yeah.
Those shows were being sent by ISDN back to the radio station where we were, and then relayed by ISDN from there to the network.
That's incredible, because that, you would have thought that it would have needed to be on broadband.
Nope. ISDN is the standard for remote broadcasts in the radio business.
That's very surprising.
It's a fact.
Fascinating.
So we're not in that world. And, you know, every time we would make an appearance somewhere, the radio station had to spend $2,000 to install an ISDN line. We're not doing that. I'm telling you right now, unless a listener wants to write a check for us, we're not doing it.
Yeah, you can't afford it.
Correct.
Yeah, I was thinking that you...
I mean, we're trying not to lose any more money than we're already losing.
Exactly. I was thinking that you'd be able to find, like, a 4G LTE connection, or if that didn't work, then you'd be able to...
Let me tell you something. Our technical guy would never use cellular technology for a broadcast, ever.
Too unreliable.
Correct. And you know that.
Yeah.
I mean, hell, we could send that on a MARTI unit, you know, but come on. Again,
nice.
My priority is to make things sound good. Okay? Good. I understand that you can do some things, but you don't want to do them just because they can be done.
Yeah, you want it to be... Excellent.
I can send the show as smoke signals if I wanted to, you know, but come on.
Yeah, it would be retarded.
Well, that's right. So, we are not going... you know, I have a commitment here not to do any program here where we can't guarantee that it sounds better than radio. We're not experimenting with audio sound. We're not playing with technology. We're not doing it.
Yeah, you have to know what works, and you have to do that.
Well, we know what doesn't work, let me tell you. We have years of experience with radio stations that didn't want to spend any money. We know exactly what doesn't work. And we're not going to be doing the things that don't work. We're going to be doing the things that sound great, and if we can't sound great, those are things we're not going to do.
Precisely.
All right. So this show will not stream live. It will be there for the people who come see it.
What about recording it and then putting it up after the fact?
Well, we might do some recording. We haven't decided that yet, but we're not going to guarantee it. We want people to come, and we don't want, you know, here's the thing I don't understand, like, about sports. HGTV has made sports. Like, I don't even feel like going to a ball game anymore.
Why would you? You have a huge screen at home.
That's my point.
You don't have to deal with assholes.
Right. So, isn't it possible people might say that about a live appearance? So just listen to it.
Potentially.
Well, but we don't want that. We want you to come.
Yeah, you could offer it as a premium, Tom.
We could. But again, we're not going to commit to that at this point.
Yeah, you've got other things to figure out.
Well, we want to make the live appearance as great as we can, and worrying about the technical quality of the audio gets in the way of having a great live show. So we're going to concentrate doing a great live show, and if it's possible to do interviews or to do segments there, maybe we will. But there's no guarantee of that, and I would say the likelihood is slim. Might happen.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
It's like that note that you talk about getting years ago when you were starting out in radio. All it said was focus.
Right. You know, I have a commitment to doing this right. I'm not making $1 zillion, so what am I here for? I want to do something no one else has done. I want to do it better than anyone else has ever done it.
Yeah, and over time, that will all come together.
Well, but my point is, if something isn't ready yet, if it's not ready for prime time, we're not doing it.
Yeah.
Maybe so my recommendation to the listener is, if you want to hear this party, come on over.
Unfortunately, for those of us stuck in Seattle, we can't come, but we're looking forward to when you can come out here.
Planes, trains, and automobiles, son. You could be here if you wanted to be.
Definitely. Well, it's been a pleasure, Dad.
I couldn't agree with you more. Thank you so much. Appreciate the call, Jeff. 901-3000. Tom is our telephone number. 901-3000-866. Greg in San Luis Obispo. You're on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Hello, Tom.
Hello.
And
everybody is operating very slowly this hour. What's the problem?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe it's this internet thing. Good thing we're going to a live show. I'm in, buddy. I'm in.
You're coming.
I'm in.
Good.
Oh, you bet. I'm a 3-digit P1.
Nice.
I really want to stick my hand out and thank Adam Sachs for pitching in and doing this. This is so great.
Adam Sachs is making it possible for me to give free tickets away to the P1 one-year subscribers. And those are the only P1s who are getting free tickets, by the way.
I'm down. You know, I'll never need them professionally because I'm single, never married, no kids, and your age.
Nice.
Yes. Hey, I got a problem, though.
All right.
I used an alias when I signed up. I didn't use my real name. I do that a lot on the internet. You know, I'm not necessarily out on the internet telling everybody who I am. So.
Well, how did you do that with a credit card?
Well, that's, you know, what's the name going to be? The one related to the credit card, or is it the one that you have?
You got to have ID that shows it's you.
Right. Well, my credit card's my name. The credit card I used on the account was
my
name.
If you can show that credit card and prove it's you and show your driver's license just as a backup, you're in.
All right. I'm in. We'll carpool from the 805.
Very nice. By the way, I love San Luis Obispo. We were just up in Paso a few weeks ago, Gary and I.
When I was a kid growing up, that was all almond orchards. There were four wineries up there. There was Hoffman Mountain Vineyards.
Right.
There was Presenti. There was York Mountain. and the rest of it was all almond fields, and it's just amazing, almond groves, and it's just amazing now how those wineries have grown. And then, of course, south of San Luis Obispo are the white wine regions. It's interesting. It's fascinating how that's changed. Cal Poly's helped out a lot.
And that's like a three-hour drive to where we're going to be, probably more.
Well, it's, you know, one thing about the Central Coast is it's halfway to San Francisco and Los Angeles. So
right.
It's actually not that bad. It really opens up a lot of opportunities, you know.
Oh, works for me.
3 hours is nothing. I'll go.
Good. Good.
Good. All right, Tom, blow me up.
I'll blow you up, baby. Here you go. Tom, that's our telephone number on the Tom Likas Show. Here's Alex in Ontario, California. Hello.
Hey, Tom. I have a question. Being that the majority of your listeners are men, how are you going to make sure this doesn't turn out to be a cockfight?
In what way?
You know? Well, it's all at the party. Make sure that it's not all men hanging out, you know?
I can't guarantee that. I didn't say this was a dating party or a Match.com mixer. This is listeners. 83% of our listeners are men. That's a fact.
I got it. All right.
Add into that, chicks are cheap. Okay? They won't subscribe. Some will, but most won't. They won't subscribe, and they won't pay $30 to get in. And in California, you can't say, well, it's ladies' night and everybody gets in free. You can't do that. It's not even legal.
No, it's not. But men want to go out there and see the women, not other men.
Well, again, if you don't want to go and meet the other listeners, don't come.
That wasn't it.
There's nothing that we can do. The 83% of the audience is men.
Right.
83%.
It would make it interesting. A white T-shirt.
That
kind of thing.
Oh, this is our first anniversary, okay? We're not in the nudity business. We're not in the having the cops called in or the ABC called in, you know, the Alcohol Beverage Commission or whatever. You're just asking me to get into some kind of a legal issue by telling me to have a wet T-shirt contest. Those things are trouble. There's nudity and alcohol, and that stuff's regulated. See, we've been doing this stuff forever. About 20 years we've been doing these live appearances. We know everything that can go wrong. Yep, he hung up. All right. I'm amazed that, I give you a complete, honest, upfront explanation about what's going on, and you just get fucking frustrated. I don't understand. Yeah, you know, it's amazing. No matter what we do, and no matter how we do it, there's always going to be people complaining about what we're doing. Fuck you. You know, look, say you want. You want to go meet the ladies, go to TGI Fridays or something. This is not a Match.com mixer, for fuck's sake, okay? The idea of this party is so you can see some of the people behind the scenes, meet some of the listeners, many of whom are notorious, and then a chick show up. That's a bonus. But if 83% of our audience is guys, what do you expect this to be like an evening for like going out and getting laid? It's on a Monday night, and 83% of the audience is guys. Be realistic. Jesus fucking Christ. 901-3000 Tom is our telephone number. Sully, you're on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Hello, Tom.
Hello, Sully.
How was your weekend? Sorry for your doctor's appointment that you were knocked out for a while.
I was knocked out for most of Saturday. I was completely out of it, but today I'm in great shape.
Oh, damn. Hey, Tom, I'm not asking you to do a handout. I'm not trying to say people should get in for free, but like Vince McMahon allows people of our armed services that are active and for free at the WE events. I was wondering, these dudes are fighting for our freedom and stuff. They suffer from post-traumatic stress and stuff. And whatnot. I'm just wondering, do you think you could at least let them in for free for them?
I am a big supporter of our troops, as you know. And
right.
The only problem is that we have such limited capacity, and Vince McMahon has 18,000 seats to fill. Okay, we have a little over 500.
Okay.
So this time around, it's really not possible to do it, but I'm in favor of doing it. And we have an event coming up that the second event we are already working on.
Or can I give you this idea? I know you got to turn a profit. I'm not saying the 1 year, but do you think at least if they can somehow prove it to you that they're active people and they served either in Afghanistan or Iraq, can they get a 1 month free subscription and premium time? The reason I'm saying this...
Yes, of course I would do that.
Is there any way, can you guys roll that idea around? I mean, not like that, like just give them a one month free.
Yes, you know what, Suli, that is a great idea, and I agree with it, and we will figure out how to do that. I like it.
I'm telling you, Tom, I mean, I'm not saying you should for everybody, but I mean, I'm not saying either at the same time that you don't appreciate it. I'm just saying I thought about it and stuff.
No, I think it's a great idea. What you just suggested is a great idea, and we will figure out how to do it.
All right, Tom, can you take me out with a retard in Hurricane Sandy, please?
I certainly can, Suli. Here you go.
You say that... You call people retard and they're not special.
We're gonna die if we get killed with the weather. We're gonna die. We're gonna freeze. We have no cars. Please, President Obama, please listen to us down here. We are gonna die.
901-3000 Tom. That is our telephone number. Steve in East LA. You're on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Tom, Professor, what's going on, my man?
Not much. I'm doing great.
Awesome, man. I'm so excited about the event coming up. When did you say it was? April
8th. It's 2 weeks from today.
Man, that's going to be hip. And to that guy who called complaining about they're not going to be strippers or chicks or whatever, I say, fuck you, man. It's all about the guys and having a good time and just, you know, celebrating the one-year anniversary of the show.
You know, in the future, there'll always be room to do other things. This is the first anniversary of our show, and we have not done a live appearance with our friends, the P1s. We have not done that since Cinco de Mayo 2009, 3 months after we stopped doing the radio show. It's like 4 years, okay?
Yeah, exactly.
And so the most important thing to me is for all of us to kind of have a reunion and get together, and then later on we can talk about doing some other things, but... Come on. You have a wet t-shirt contest and invite the cops to come in and investigate what we're doing? No.
You know what? We just need to get together as men and celebrate, you know, the greatness that is the Tom Likas Show, you know? And like you said, all that cool stuff will come in the future. But right now, we just got to stick together and celebrate, you know?
Absolutely. And wouldn't you like to meet some of the people who call in and some of the people behind the scenes here? I think that's plenty enough for our first party.
And, you know, I even think it'll be really cool. You know, I envision, like, an intimate setting, you know. I don't know how it's going to be, but that's how I'm picturing it right now, and I'm totally for that.
Well, the capacity is going to be somewhere in the 500s. So that's pretty intimate compared to doing Staples Center or doing, you know, some big venue.
Yeah, exactly. Nah, man. Well, I hope to meet you, you know, shake your hand and shake everybody else's hand and give a big thank you guys to you guys. And I just subscribed this past weekend, so I'm an official P1.
Excellent.
And, man, if you could take me out Macho Man Randy Savage style, followed by a laugh.
I certainly can. Tom, that is our telephone number. Here's Rodney in Dallas on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Happy Monday to you, Tom.
And to you, Rodney.
You're very welcome. I look forward to coming out to that first anniversary party on April the 8th. The premium members are going to have tickets. Will they be on a list and you show your ID and they'll get a ticket?
We will have the list of the premium members. We will cross each person off as they arrive. And now we can't guarantee more than 500 of them are going to get in. So it's the first 500 to get there will get in. And then if there's any space left over for people who are not subscribers, they can pay $30 a head and come in.
Okay, I definitely want to come and be part of that party and be in the presence of you and Gary and Dino and Art.
In our presence, yes.
And all the fans there, too.
Very nice. Sounds good to me.
And just let Dino know, email me some more information. I'll definitely set up all my travel arrangements and stuff, and I'll definitely be in your presence.
That's good. You got 14-day advance purchase here, Rodney. So, yes, it's going to be 2 weeks from tonight.
Okay. I'll definitely look forward to some more details when you reveal where it's going to be and venue and everything, and I'll definitely make my travel plans.
Excellent. Sounds good to me, Rodney. I'm looking forward to seeing you.
Hey, looking forward to seeing you too, Tom.
All right, Rodney. There goes Rodney. 901-3000-TOM is our telephone number. If you're just tuning in, we're kind of letting some of the details of our first anniversary party dribble out. Now, here's what we know so far. The party will be 2 weeks from tonight, if you're listening live, Monday, April 8th, in the evening, somewhere in Southern California. Okay? Our good friend, divorce attorney Adam Sachs, is sponsoring this event, and the result is that rather than charging everybody to get in or charging the P1s anything, we're going to give the tickets to one-year subscribers. Now, being a one-month subscriber or being a former subscriber on April 8th will not get you in. You must be a current subscriber on the day of the show, okay? And that is a one-year subscriber. The first 500 one-year subscribers who show up, get in. And if we have any space after that, we will sell tickets, $30 cash on the barrelhead at the door. And you'll be able to get in that way. By the way, the P1 free tickets will be non-transferable if you can't identify yourself as the person who has the subscription. You won't get in. I'm telling you now, so there's no pissing matches, no pissing and moaning, no fighting later on. You can't take these tickets and sell them on eBay or sell them on Craigslist. If that's your goal, all you trolls out there and freaks, I'm telling you right now, we are not going to let anybody in who doesn't have ID. And I will tell all our listeners, don't buy tickets from anybody who says they've got tickets. Because unless you've got that person's driver's license or passport, you're not getting in. And that will guarantee the people who get in are the subscribers. Because that's who's getting first dibs on this. Okay? So there will be entertainment. You will meet people who are behind the scenes on the show. You will meet callers to the show. There will be a cash bar. You'll be able to booze and eat. But that's on you. And that is going to be on Monday night, April 8th. Now, remember, if you are a subscriber, first 500 one-year subscribers to Premium Tom will get right in. You just show us your ID, prove to us that that's you, and you can march right in the door. Again, not a pair of tickets. One ticket per subscriber. And we're going to post all of this so you see all the rules. Okay? Now, you may have some comments or questions or even complaints. A couple of trolls, couple of complainers called in. That's fine. But I think what we're doing is fair. Why is it fair? The people who support us, the people who have, subscribed to our podcast when we ask them to, those people deserve priority. And they're getting priority. I promise that, and I am delivering. So if you've got questions, comments, suggestions, or complaints, now is your chance. 901-3000-TOM is our telephone number. 901-3000-TOM is our number here. 901-3000-866.
You know what you want. This is the show that tells you how to get it. 901-3000-TOM.
On this show, I love talking about how to save money. Well, here's one great way to save some money. If you need insurance, Costlow Insurance is the place to go to get the best deal. That's COSTLO, Costlow. Independent, family-owned and operated since 1965. Big fans of our show, and they're just great people. You know, when I was having trouble getting my Tesla Model S insured, and I was having trouble, Costlow got the job done quick, easy. total pleasure to deal with. Are you kidding? I'm so proud to be insured through Costlo. I think it's great. Now, you really should give them a call. Get a free, no-obligation quote at this number, 818-707-7711. Or visit CostloInsurance.com and see how much you can save. Now, they represent lots of A-plus rated insurance companies, and they'll work with you to get the right protection at the right price. For property, auto, commercial, health, or life insurance, it's 818-707-7711. Competitive rates for all risks, from DUIs to spotless driving records, from basic liability to comprehensive full coverage policies. Do what I did. Call 818-707-7711 or visit Costlo.com today. Costlo. C-O-S-T-L-O.
All right, I'd like you to come away with me for a moment, if you don't mind. Imagine yourself as a lizard, a cold-blooded reptile. You're sitting out on a rock. The sun, in the Galapagos somewhere, just seeping nutrients, soaking up the vitamin D from that sun. Feels good. Feels damn good. We'll take that sun, replace those rays of life with New Normal Music. Go to newnormalmusic.com and be that lizard. Soak up those jams. Just start seeping, man. It's newnormalmusic.com. My name's Art Webb. I'm here every day, 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Pacific time. newnormalmusic.com. Do it.
Let's talk about El Pollo Inca. El Pollo Inca restaurant in Gardena is owned by our P1 lister, Antonio Atoche, and his brothers. And they serve the best Peruvian food you'll find anywhere, including their famous Pollo a la Brasa, which is delicious rotisserie chicken. And that's just a start. They've got tons of amazing beef, chicken, seafood, and vegetarian dishes, and a friendly staff. Get their special chicken soup complimentary with every meal, and man, is it good. Plus, get this, the soup is all you can eat when you're dining in. El Pollo Inca, on West Artesia Boulevard in Gardena, right on the 91, and where the 110, 405, and 91 meet. Check out their full bar, offering specialty drinks like their killer Pisco Sour, a signature Peruvian cocktail. And don't miss their hard-to-find Peruvian beers. They've got karaoke on Thursday nights, salsa dancing Friday through Sunday nights, even salsa classes if you want to learn. Get info at this number, 310-516-7378, or visit elpolloinca.com. El Pollo Inca, 1425 West Artesia Boulevard in Gardena, close to the 710 and minutes from the 605. Easy to get to, lots of free parking, no excuses. Get your ass out to El Pollo Inca in Gardena. Tom Likas Show from the New Normal Studios in Burbank. This is where you hear us live Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 24/7 on the TuneIn app or at blowmeuptom.com. And we continue with your telephone calls. 901-3000. Tom is our telephone number. 901-3000-866. We're talking about our upcoming first anniversary party. It will be Monday night, April 8th, somewhere in Southern California, to be announced. Keep listening for details. Jay in Los Angeles, you're on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Hey, what's up, Uncle Tom? How you doing?
I'm doing okay.
That's good, brother. I just have a quick question about the P1 list. How soon do I have to be a P1 just to appear on the list?
You can subscribe right before you go down if you are on the list. Let's say 3 hours before showtime. Fine. There you go. You're in. But again, it's a 1 year subscriber. 1 month subscriptions do not count. Will not get that benefit.
Oh, good, brother. So I want to know. Thank you very much.
You got it. Thank you, Jay. 901-3000 Tom is our telephone number. David in Riverside. You're on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Hey, Tom. How you doing?
How you doing?
Doing all right. Hey, my question would be, what about Jaden and Solomon? Are you bringing them in?
I'm not bringing anyone in. Anyone who shows up is in.
Okay.
But if they, again, if they are one-year subscribers, it the same applies to everybody. Now, we don't know who's going to show up. We don't know who's on parole. We don't know who can't get out of the house. We don't know.
Right,
we can't control what other people do. But what I will tell you is that many of the people who show up will be people you've either heard calling in or people you've seen on Facebook. Probably a certain number of trolls and people who are absolute dicks will show up. And, of course, the entire cast of characters that work here.
Right. Okay.
But, again, if you are a one-year subscriber, you're going to get what you paid for, which means nothing. You'll pay nothing.
Right. Understandable.
Makes sense?
Right on.
All right. Yeah. Obviously, if we were charging $50 to get in, you know, we'd have... you know, some big name band there, or somebody, but we're giving tickets away, okay? So everyone's responsible for getting there.
Hey, Tom, how about if we bring in some a group of tards?
A group of tards? As long as they are one-year subscribers, I don't care if their IQ is in the single digits.
All right.
It's okay with me. But they have to be subscribers.
Right.
I say, the first 500 subscribers to arrive will get in. And after that, we will sell tickets for $30 a head.
Okay. Gotcha.
Makes sense?
Yes, sir.
Remember, this is our first listener party in 4 years.
Right, right. Cool.
And thanks to Adam Sachs, I'm going to be able to give those tickets away rather than selling them to the subscribers, which I think is so cool.
Right on. All right.
Makes sense?
Yes, sir. Hey, Tom, take me out. See if you got Hot Tub Amy style.
What is that?
I don't know. I'm sure Art can think of something.
We did used to have a Hot Tub Amy style like 100 years ago. By the way, I don't think Hot Tub Amy will be there. I've not heard from Hot Tub Amy in the years since we did this show, although I do know she follows us on Facebook. That's all I know. 901-3000 Tom is our telephone number. Our party is 2 weeks from tonight. And you're welcome to call in and comment on or ask questions. Now, Tanner is calling from Austin, Texas. And Tanner, well, he was in the middle of a crisis, and I guess we have a new chapter here. What happened, Tanner?
Hey, Tom, what's going on, man?
Not much. Tell everybody what we talked about last time.
I've been in a relationship for about 7 years, and we're getting married. We were getting married in like 2 months, and started listening to the show not too long ago. Really enjoyed it. Kind of wake up call for me, and last night I dropped the bomb, and the bitch is gone.
You told her you're not getting married?
Yes, sir.
Oh yeah, nice. Very nice.
I'm excited about it, to be honest with you.
How did she react to that?
You know what? She really didn't react. You know, I thought she was going to be all pissed off, the whole cliche thing where, you know, she storms out and fucking screams and yells, but it wasn't anything like that. So, I mean, I guess that's a good thing, you know, just less bullshit I have to put up with.
Right, but, and you see that? She didn't care as much as you thought she did.
No, it was fucking easy. It was way easy.
Well, that's what I try to tell the guys when they're afraid to leave. It's like, what are you worried about? I mean, for me, tears are the goal. Nothing gets me more excited than to see them weeping.
Right.
And you didn't even get that.
No, I didn't even get that. But you know what? You know what was funny about it? Is I sat down, and I hadn't even really thought about what I was going to say. But I sat down and I just kind of started reasoning with myself, really. I was basically having a conversation with myself. And I sat down and I started thinking, you know, I started telling her, I don't want kids. You know, I don't want this. I don't want that. And it was crazy. All the things that I came up with that I didn't think that that I would ever say, you know, it actually happened, you know what I'm saying? Because it was, I don't know, it was kind of liberating, to be honest with you.
I'm sure that's true. Now, didn't you tell me you bought her an expensive ring?
Yeah, I did.
What happened with that?
Engagement ring. She's got it, I guess.
You didn't ask her to give it back?
No, fuck no. That's just a tiny cost as to what I'll trade off for, you know. I'm sure I'll make that $5,000 back in less than 3 weeks without having to spend all the money that I used to on her. So I'm not worried about it.
Understood. Understood. Now, how do you leave it with her? Are you leaving friends? Are you leaving, yeah, fuck you? How did it end?
What do you mean?
When you were done with the conversation.
Oh, yeah. How did things end up?
Yeah.
Basically, you know, I told her, and she pretty much, you know, after we were done talking, she got up and walked out, and Tom, I haven't talked to her since.
Nice.
I don't even fucking know, like, you know, how she's going to get all her shit out of the house, but I know one thing, I'll be down on 6th Street while she's doing that, looking up some bitches.
Nice. Very good. Listen, by the way, you sound totally different from the first time we spoke. You sounded scared and sad. You were afraid to approach her about this. You weren't sure that you wanted to break up with her. And now, listen to you, confident, happy, relieved. Your voice sounds totally different.
Yeah, I do feel like I have a fresh start, you know what I mean? Clean slate. So I'm pretty excited about it. But I just wanted to thank you and the guys there, and I really appreciate the advice and you taking my calls so I guess we'll see how it goes from here. But I really appreciate it.
Sounds good to me, Tanner.
Well, hey Tom, I got a question about the show.
Yes.
I have you on TuneIn, and on the weekends, what dictates what streams on the weekends?
We don't tell you how it works on the weekends. The reason is because if you want the show on demand, you can subscribe.
Okay. Well, I'm thinking about subscribing. I happened to get on there this weekend and listen to it, and I thought, you know, I didn't know what, you know, which show it would be or what.
You're not supposed to know.
Okay. That's what I need to know.
On demand means you say, here's a show I wanted to hear again, or here's a show I missed, I want to hear it. The stream, it's a freebie. And we're not giving that information out, no way.
No, I understand, totally.
We want people who want to know what show is playing to subscribe.
Right. And they should know. It's well worth it. So
come on, it's not like we're asking $500 a year or something. Come on.
Right. Well, I'll definitely get my P1 now. Hey, I tell you what, I'll use the money that I'm going to save after dumping this bitch.
Nice.
Well, I'll let you go, Tom. I was just going to let you know what happened, and I'll be calling back in. Can you take me out helicopter style?
Phoenix helicopter style. Here you go, Tanner.
This may be the end of this thing.
Oh, he's taking off,
he's out,
running.
Okay, now it's a foot chase.
Okay, now he's jumped into
another
vehicle.
Now he's in another vehicle. Okay.
All right, they're closing in. Looks like they've...
Oh,
we're going to pull out. We don't know what has just happened right there.
901-3000. Tom is our telephone number. Here's Lonnie in San Diego on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
What's up, Tom? How you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Hey, look, I had a real quick question. Okay, so a person like me is going to be traveling from San Diego over to the listener party, all right?
Yeah.
Me being a P1, I'm going to be bringing about probably three people with me.
Yeah.
So does that mean I get in first? Let's say I get there in the 500 group, and then everyone else waits outside, or do
that's
I?
That's right. That's how it works. Everybody can subscribe if they like.
Okay. All right. Well, that's what I wanted to know.
Yes, but no. The people who get in first are P1, 1 year subscribers.
Okay.
Paid up, who are current on April 8th, 2013. That's who gets in. That's the first 500 people to get in. Being a P1 does not guarantee admission because the place has limited capacity. So we're saying the first 500 P1s who have a paid up 1 year subscription,
okay,
those people will just waltz right in if they show their ID. If we still have space in the venue after that, it's going to be $30 a hit.
Okay.
For anybody, whether you're a subscriber or not.
Well, you got it, man.
Make sense?
Appreciate it. Could you blow me up?
I'm going to blow you up, baby. Here you go. Don't forget, the party is going to be on Monday night, April 8th, somewhere in Southern California. I can hardly wait, for Christ's sake.
Get everything for just 27 cents a day at PremiumTom.com. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
From the New Normal Newsroom, it is time once again for Likas 101 News for Guys. I'm Gary Zeno.
You betcha.
We are brought to you in part by Beer Magazine. Go to blowmeuptom.com, click on the Beer Magazine banner, get your Likas discount to a year's subscription to the number one selling magazine on newsstands devoted to beer. It's Beer Magazine. A prostitute in Zimbabwe died having sex, then came back to life when she was in the coffin.
You see, here's the situation. I don't know if I'm following this bouncing ball, but she might have done some nice drugs or something.
Right. Well, she was presumed dead. They got her in the coffin.
Yep. They got her in the coffin.
People are gathered
around,
by the way.
How quick does that happen in Zimbabwe? You know what I mean? Like from death to wood in the
casket. I'd imagine you're probably waiting around for a while.
And I'm sure, right, because the people might try to eat them, because I don't know how starving people are there in Zimbabwe.
According to the newspaper article, a number of people had gathered to witness the woman's dead body being removed from the room and reportedly fled the scene when... When she bolted upright in the coffin itself and said, "You're trying to kill me." She was started yelling like, "You're trying to kill me" or something.
Because they were trying to put her in the ground in the box. I hope so.
Yes, people fell and tripped over each other.
Dude, she came back from the dead.
Resurrected prostitute.
This hoe came back from the dead.
Right.
It's unbelievable.
What a day.
It's an incredible afternoon over there in Zimbabwe.
Nice little Zimbabwean afternoon.
I got to visit that joint. That sounds like a fun time.
Right.
Where hoes die and come back to life.
Yeah. Hey, Tiger Woods has come back from the dead as
well. Yes, he has.
Back to number one.
He not only has himself a skier that once was hot, is not as hot there with that Lindsey Vonn, but he regained his number one.
Because he's getting some poon on the reg. You
That's
know?
Right. Yeah. Well, I always thought he did better anyway when he had multiple poon. Single poon is not so good. So maybe Lindsey needs to look a little bit closer.
We don't know.
Because is this the reason why he's winning?
Right.
He won the Arnold Palmer Drink Invitational, so it pushed him back to number one, and it's all good.
Yeah. Former WWE star X-Pac apparently tore his asshole over the weekend.
I guess this will happen. I mean, he's not a member of WWE, but he's going around now with an independent type of wrestling thing. And it looks like Tupac tore his asshole during one of the matches by doing one of his patented Bronco moves right
off
the
rope. He's got a Bronco Buster move, apparently, where he sits on some dude's face in the ring. And dude moved, and I guess his asshole collided with the turnbuckle.
Right. He done busted his ass out. So I'm glad that the hoe came back to life, and so did Tupac came back as a wrestler.
Yeah. How about that Florida Gulf Coast University?
Jesus Christ. Not only are they on fire, but there's a hidden gem here that is now eclipsing the bracket-busting Florida Gulf Coast University of America.
I mean, it turns out that the head coach has a model girlfriend.
No. His wife. I think it's his wife.
Wife, okay.
Yeah, it's his
all right.
Coach's supermodel wife. And she, of course, graced the covers of Maxim magazine. She's amazing. This broad's actually really, really goddamn hot, except for one thing. In a very Catherine Webb kind of way, she is basically stealing all the attention just by being associated with the team there because she's banging the door. So our girl basically as the...
Was Brent Musburger commenting over the weekend at all?
He would have. He referred to her, if he did, he would refer to her as absolutely gorgeous and have just gone on and on.
Yes.
But it looks like our guy Andy Enfield, the coach of Florida's team there, he is being upstaged by his wife, Amanda Markham. She really is the story of the games, man. Unbelievable. Great tits and everything. Look real to me.
Right. Oh, they
look really
good. I'm with you on that.
Thank you.
Couple of pickles. alerts for you. Check out Jenna Jameson. She made an appearance at the Crazy Horse Gentlemen's Club over the weekend.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Jenna Jameson made an appearance at Crazy, because it looks like she did.
Yeah, I don't think she came back from the dead. I think she's actually just like
Walking Dead. Yeah. It looks like...
It's fucking creepy, man.
Yeah, it's a shame.
Something's gone terribly wrong.
It's a fall
wrong.
From grace, an unparalleled fall.
Yeah.
From the, by the way, she's no different than even, let's say, Janine. Something happens to these big porn stars, and they take a south, they go south somewhere, and they take
a
right.
She's got a bunch of work done to her face. Yeah. It's just a mess.
I know. And also dipping your hair in Kool-Aid. Right. The green Kool-Aid doesn't
help. You get over that little vomit in the back of your throat from that, check out Paige Wyatt. She's an 18-year-old chick. Mm-hmm. If you're into the show American Guns,
this is a
very hot little blonde chick.
And she's loaded, too.
Fire off guns.
She's all of 18 years old.
What's with this video?
It doesn't matter. She just turn the video off. It doesn't even matter. You know, just hit play and put the mute on. You're fine. Paige Wyatt, Jesus Christ.
I know it. There you have it. Like Us 101 News for Guys of Gary's Dino.
Come on.
Be sure to check out our podcast at GaryandDino.com. Brand new show every Friday. It's GaryandDino.com. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank, we are back to the Tom Likas Show right after this.
Here's a message for all you Pontiac people out there. Is your old GTO, Trans Am, or Firebird V8 getting tired? You know there's only one place in the world that leads the field in Pontiac engine rebuilding, and they ship worldwide. It's PontiacEngines.com. Founded by NHRA Superstock Indy winner Bruce Fulper, PontiacEngines.com is the number one mail-order Pontiac engine builder in the world. From stock engines to 1,000-horsepower killer street machines, go to PontiacEngines.com, click on the email link at the bottom of the page, and get a quote. Mention the Tom Likas Show, and you'll get a $300 discount on your next engine build. That's not bad. That's incredible. That's PontiacEngines.com.